Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tanuta, get out of here. Go get your camera or something. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. And Austin wanted Ben to put a cutout of Tate McRae in the third camera well, so that's all well and good. I hope Chris Hoke enjoys that when he comes in about 20 minutes from now. You can listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. About 20 more minutes with Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin, Stanley Cup champion. TK, Dan Muse entering year one. What should the expectation be for this guy? I mean, I feel like it's a little bit unfair to have it anywhere above like the bottom floor of the hotel, because the roster we know won't be very good, and he's at least at the NHL level, you know, he hasn't had experience as a head coach.
Honestly, I'm not even going by wins and losses. I'm going by how the team competes, right? How do they show up every day? Are they going to, even if they don't win, but they compete like crazy, that's what I'm going to hope he brings out. I hope he gets that young blood, that fresh new face of the coaching staff to get the older guys just a fresh feel, right? Like when a guy like that comes in and you read some of the statements of the guys they bring in, they're trying to bring as much energy to practice as possible. And that's to motivate the older guys, to motivate everyone that, hey, we got to work hard here. We need to get to work, and we need to bring a certain style of compete to every game to at least give us a chance. But for expectations for him, I think it's going to be his challenge this year is going to be dialing guys in, right? Like trying to reel in the Carlsons from making less mistakes. You can probably add Letang to that. You know, Tanger's obviously a lot better and a little bit more responsible. Trying to get the last squeeze out of Evgeny Malkin. Stuff like that, I think a guy like Muse, that's a big part of his job this year. So that's what I'm expecting.
A question from our guy Charlie Borges, who is the man that let you in this morning, a massive hockey fan. He's from New Jersey, so he's a Devils fan at heart. But he said, ask TK about Tristan Braz, 22-year-old. He was a 2021 second-round pick by the Penguins. Could they have something here? Like, they don't have much youth, and they don't have many youthful playmakers either. Mm-hmm. Could this kid actually bring something to the table?
Yeah, I think this training camp, there is more spots to be taken than any other time. And when a guy comes up and he's scoring goals, he's opening eyes, I think he's got a shot. I think that's what makes having a team that didn't make playoffs last year, that's what makes training camp exciting, because you hear Kyle Dubas, like every spot's, he's given the younger guys an opportunity to beat the older guys out. And when you see the guy that Braz, the way he scored that goal, like that was an NHL shot. That was a goal scorer shot. And one thing the Penguins struggled at last year was putting points on the board, outscoring teams. And if you got a young guy that is going to score like that, he's got a great chance. I like the energy this kid has. I love his shot. I think he's really going to compete with McGroarty, Kovenin. Like, all three of those guys are going to have, like, there's about 5-6 prospects that are all fighting for two jobs, which is great. And not saying it's just those six guys. I think you could probably throw in Kevin Hayes in there, right? Like, there's a veteran guys that don't have a secure spot. And I think Kyle Dubas probably had a pretty honest conversation, because if I'm Kyle Dubas and I got these veteran guys coming in and I'm trying to get the team back on track, I'm telling those older guys, hey, you better come in shape and be ready to keep your spot, because right now there's guys willing to try to take your spot. So it's great seeing some guys have some success in training camp and making Kyle Dubas, Muse, have some tough decisions. When you have tough decisions, that means your team's going to be okay.
We know that the Penguins' goals this year might be a little bit different. And I don't mean goals like actually in-game goals. I mean long-term type goals. And there's even some hopes that, hey, Gavin McKenna, he's playing a year at Penn State. Maybe the Penguins will get lucky for the third time in about 40 years. They'll get that lottery ticket to take him first overall. Given what they are seemingly shooting for and how to go through the stages here of this rebuild, do you like how the Penguins roster is constructed? You brought up a handful of young guys who could be getting a lot of ice time, could be pushing out some veterans who will likely be dealt at the deadline or just outright cut loose. Do you like how the team is being put together here?
Yeah, I think it's anyone's spot. I think it's anyone's opportunity to take a job. And I know we're only two games in. Usually the first two games are kind of giving everyone an opportunity to play, getting everyone a little bit of a, to get their, everyone can get their feet wet in an NHL game against NHL pretty much prospects and a couple NHL players. What's really going to tell the story is those last two games when you start having those, the big dogs play. Then you start kind of seeing where the lines are playing out. Who do they like more? Like, they'll probably play half the prospects that have a legit shot of making the team the second last game, and then the other half the last game. And I think that's where they're really going to see who's going to take that, the last couple spots.
In terms of goaltender, do you still like Tristan Jarry in the long run? How would you like to see things work out there?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think it just like it's on Tristan Jarry to get better every year. And I think it all depends how he takes his ups and downs. But when you add the guy from Vancouver, I think the guy from Vancouver, from what I'm hearing, what's the guy in Vancouver? City Limits, who's the guy in Vancouver, the new goalie they picked up? So he, from what I'm hearing, he's the guy that really wants to take the starting position. He's got a swagger to him. He is acting like it's his net.
Is it Solovs? Is that how you call his last name?
Archer's. Yeah. I still can't pronounce his last name.
That's why I didn't want to say
Solovs. Solovs.
No, it's. I'll look it up and make sure.
Yeah, I think it is. But I heard he's got a swagger, and I think this is. I think he knows it's a big opportunity to be a starter in the NHL, and I think that's going to help Tristan Jarry. Because when there's competitiveness for any job, you're going to get the most out of you're going to get the best out of everyone. So when I played, I had to bring my best because our fourth line was so good, and that third line right winger Craig Adams, like, he was always rock solid with what he did, and I always knew he was, you know, the right winger was always nipping at my heels, just like I was trying to nip at the second line. Right wingers, Niels. So having that camaraderie, having that competitiveness, I think it'll bring the best out of Tristan Jarry because he does have the skill. He's shown that he has the skill. He has the skill to be a starting goaltender. It's between his years. And if he does figure that out, again, that's his net. But with this new guy coming in, I'm hearing really good things about him. So it's another dogfight back there. Because then you start thinking about the young guy that played Wheeling part-time, and then he was up in Wilkes, Mirashov. Like I heard, he's nothing to, you know, fall asleep on. Like he's going to have a little bit of a sniff. He's going to have a chance to show what he can do. So that's good. That I love that competitiveness. I love that, hey, I got to bring the best or I'm going to lose my job.
Archer's Shelovs is the correct pronunciation.
Archer? Is Arthur?
Archer's. Archer's.
There's no H in there.
That's going to be a fun one to pronounce all year.
Yes.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. A few more minutes here with Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin. TK, the Penguins will play in Sweden this year a couple of games against the Nashville Predators on November 14th and then November 16th over in Stockholm. You guys played an international set to open a season at one point. What are those trips like? Does it throw off the rhythm at all of a schedule? And do you think it's more difficult that they are going over there about a month into the season instead of just starting out there?
I think it does throw them off a little bit going over there a month into the year. Like, I don't know why they don't start over there. Maybe it's they probably did the analytics on like what gets the most views and what breaks it up. But I loved it. I just felt like you're with the team and you become so much closer. It's just a new environment. It's just a lot of fun to go there and play there. And I think we went to Sweden. I think we went out 5 nights in a row, but that's what made it such a close team. We went out every night and we had a pretty good team. But I think that'll be huge. You know, I'm watching the Steelers, right, playing in Ireland. You see all their alumni over there trying to build a game, and I love that. I think that's so good for the sport. I think it's so good for the Steelers to see that because, like, when I see Brett Kiesel over there enjoying and growing the game of football, that's how you grow the game, with the alumni, with the guys that have been there, going there and being out in the community. And that's how you get more fans to follow you. So it's fun. I think the Penguins will really enjoy it going over there. I think it'll make them closer as a team. I'm just not sure. Well, I definitely know it's going to throw them off for a couple weeks after, though.
And Sidney Crosby, he's not going anywhere, right? We can put those things to bed.
Well, I think he did when he came out and said, hey, this is where I want to be, enough of this and that. But I think things can change. And when his agent said that, people are always going to come back to it throughout the whole year because his agent said that. But for right now, I think he did put it to sleep. But let's see how the beginning of the year goes.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. TK, this was fun, man. I haven't had an opportunity to do this. I listen all the time on Thursdays, usually when I'm on my way into the office, but this was awesome. So thanks for coming in, hanging out for an hour.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You think you're going to know who this is? Who's
Hokie?
Hokie. What are the chances Hokie knows who this is?
I'm going low on this. I'm going low that Hokie knows who
I agree.
The cutout is.
If you
brought his son Lincoln in here, he would know.
Well, he might know through Lincoln. Lincoln might have shared, hey, there's this new artist that I listen to.
Yeah, that's where I think he has a chance.
Are you familiar with the music?
Yeah, I know her because of the NHL. She was the singer at the NHL All-Star Game.
Right? She was behind the bench as one of the celebrity captains. Remember Sid? Remember that iconic picture of Tate McRae and Sid on the bench? You've never seen that, Donnie?
No, I don't think. Or I didn't realize that. That it was her
throwing your number on a puck if she's behind the bench. Right?
I'm sure that probably happened.
Yeah,
to someone.
Guaranteed.
I'm going on 30, but I might as well be going on 60 with some of the people that you and Tanuta bring up. Like, you guys aren't that much younger than me, but you'll throw around names of people and no idea.
There's even some things that go over my head that Ben brings up.
I think he's going to know who she is. I'm going to go against the grain. I think he's going to know who she is. Oh,
okay.
So Hokie actually has to join on video today. So he won't be able to stop in studio, but we'll put the video stream up for Hokie to be able to see if he knows.
Oh, I'll be listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.